Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's happening, folks? I want to say hey to Ed, Bobby, Sadie, Alan, Matt, Francis, Ray from New York watching, Andy. Ray, I don't know if you see me there on the live feed, Ray Colon. Joanne's son, Ray, is calling the show tonight. Andy, what's happening? Francis, Casper, everybody, thanks for tuning in on the live feed. We're doing some fun stuff here tonight, folks. We're going to be really delving into what happened in Charlottesville with a young lady who was right there in the thick of things, right there. She's going to tell us everything what happened in Charlotte, from the car wreck, the car attack, I should say, and you know, the stand down order and more. There's a lot of stuff happening over there, and we're going to get that going right after this. I'll be back in just 4 minutes and 40 seconds as we go through this right here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Thank you for coming on.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45.
What's up, Mike?
This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016.
Thanks for sharing, John.
May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Here we go. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You know, the world is coming to an end, apparently, when in the eyes and the minds of the left and the liberals. They're cracking up. They're burning down cities. They're attacking people. This weekend in Boston, 50 patriots, 50, showed up in a little rotunda, you know, little tiny little place, little gazebo there, out in the Boston Common. They were surrounded by 40,000 leftist Antifa and BLM. Antifa stands for anti-fascist. They've been around since, I believe, the World War II. They are an offshoot of the Nazis or anti-fascists or whatever. They're against fascism, so they were against the Nazis. But they use Nazi tactics in order to silence the opposition. They attack, they slander, they disturb everything in their sight. We got Dave from Richmond, Virginia. We got Pennsylvania. We got people tuning in from all over the place. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And with that, we're going to really talk about what went down in Charlottesville, not what you're seeing on the mainstream media with all the spin. We don't like spin. They lie, they twist the stories, they take out the facts, and they tell the story to get ratings. They're not telling the story to get truth. Tony German's watching, ladies and gentlemen. Tony has the Combat Veterans Memorial truck. Search him out. Good stuff. And I'm going to bring in our guests right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in Avi Horton and her friend Vanessa. And they were right down there in the thick of things in Charlottesville. Got to make sure it's Charlottesville. I keep saying Charlotte. Charlottesville, Virginia. And it's just insane right there. It started on Friday night with the Tiki Torch March. I got to say, it looked kind of shady. You know, a bunch of people walking around Confederate Monument with torches set a bad image. It brought people's minds back to a time where lynchings were taking place. And then I know that's what happened. And so, of course, the anti-fascists come down to the circle there where they're having their peaceful rally, which they had permits for, as far as I know. Did they have permits there for the Tiki Torch rally, Ivy?
I believe so. We actually initially had our permit revoked by the vice mayor of Charlottesville, who is named Wes Bellamy, and he's actually a member of Black Lives Matter. But the ACLU actually sued the city of Charlottesville, and a federal judge had the permit reinstated. So we did have a permit to be there, yes.
Excellent. So introduce yourself real fast to the Patriot Nation.
Sure, absolutely. My name is Awiali Horton. I am also known as the Bay Southern Belle. I'm a political activist, a writer, and an editor for the website The Revolutionary Conservative, and I typically go to these kind of events to essentially represent our constitutional rights and our civil liberties.
Amen. And Vanessa, introduce yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have Vanessa who's down in Charlottesville.
I'm Vanessa Carlisle. I go as Bay South African Girl. I'm a South African activist.
Wow, awesome. So they're battling down in South Africa too, then, for their rights and their freedom still.
Yes.
So even though we had down in South Africa, we had Nelson Mandela, the hero. How do they view Nelson Mandela down in South Africa? I'm just curious. Peggy, my friend. Peggy.
He was a terrorist and a communist.
And the people down there view him as that. And he's only a hero in America, or is he a hero elsewhere?
For the most part, in America. I mean, the white people in South Africa don't view him as a hero.
Yeah. So now, you're down at the Tiki Torch rally, and I guess this was organized by what's the guy's name? Kessler? Did he organize that, or
Kessler.
Did he organize? Yeah, he organized the Tiki Torch rally along with the other guy. I forget his name too. I had the name, but like I said, I left my memory in 1984. My friend Ed's watching too.
Kessler,
these guys organized. Go ahead.
Right. Kessler was the primary organizer for the rally, although the Tiki Torch March was actually organized by Identity Europa, which was one of the primary organizations that were attending the event. So they're actually the guys that organized the Torch March.
Now, the one guy, apparently, what's the name again? Is Kessler and the other guy's name is Richard or something?
There's Kessler, Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer's been tied to Occupy Wall Street and as a Hillary Clinton supporter. That's Jason Kessler. Did he just have an awakening one day and go, you know what, these people on this side are crazy, I got to get out of here. It's like a madhouse. Or is he an infiltrator? Is he like, you know, leading people to slaughter?
I think that from what we've seen demonstrated by Kessler so far, I'm not, to a point right now where I'm condemning him. I don't think we're quite sufficient in terms of evidence to explicitly condemn him, and I refuse to formally denounce anyone anyway because I find it distasteful. So I think, you know, at this point, if they have any other evidence they would like to present to condemn Kessler, of course they could present that. But as for myself, I think that we have larger targets that we need to emphasize other than just Kessler.
Right. Well, I wasn't looking to condemn nobody. I was just trying to make a correlation because the Patriot movement has been extremely infiltrated from top to bottom by federal informants. They are listening
right now.
I guarantee. And if the federal informants are listening, check this out real quick, guys.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Why don't you call in and join the show? It'd be great to have you. We want to hear what you think about what's going on, what you think about the people that are on the other side. You know, because they are watching us. They're not watching Antifa. They got that watchful eye on Patriot. Why? Because we're we're not organized like them. We're smaller, but we're stronger, and they know it. And we're smarter, and they know it. So they watch us, and they let them run wild. It's crazy. So if you're out there, Mr. Federal Informant or Mr. Fed, and you want to call and talk to me, give a ring, and we'll talk, man. Talk to us. Join the right side. Honor your oath to the Constitution that you took to protect this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. You all took that oath. You all got to abide by it. America needs constitutional law enforcement, not these rogue, like SS officers. They call us fascists. I'm a fascist because I believe in the Constitution, American history the way it's written, God and country. You know, what the hell? If that makes me a white nationalist, then I guess I'm a white nationalist, you know? I see down in Laguna Beach. Did you see what happened in Laguna Beach? My friend Stacy, she's running for governor of California, down in Laguna Beach, they had a victims of illegal immigration violence rally, and they were attacked by Antifa. People who were abused and attacked and killed and had crimes committed by illegal aliens had a rally in support of one another. Victims of crime got attacked. This is getting out of hand, folks. What's next? Are they going to go to a hospital and start dragging people out of the hospitals and killing them in the streets? Who knows? We're in a war, people. We are at war. War has started. It started quietly. But people are getting attacked, folks. People don't get attacked in everyday life. They get attacked during battle. We're in a battle. We are in a war for America. And if we don't wake up, this is my problem. This is what I'm having issues with here in the last couple of days. Is we got a rally. People are talking about the rally. They're commenting on the rally. You think 10,000 people are showing up to the rally. They get there. They cordon it off. They get permits. And 50 people show up. Now, I can't make rallies. I can't make these rallies all the time. You know, and people are like, oh, you talk a big game, but you never make it to a rally. I can't make it to a rally. I'm the breadwinner. But I will advertise every rally. I will bring organizers on to try to raise the numbers and make sure we get as many people as we can to the rally. And then 50 people show up, and they're surrounded by 40,000. Folks, you got to realize this. If they're sending 40,000, we got to send more than – we got to send an equal amount or something. Something's got to happen. Something's got to give. We need a financer. If you got lots of money and you want to help the Patriot movement, just search out a 3% group. Search out a conservative group. Help. Spread the wealth. Help America. Oh, wait, you're a corporation. You're dumping money into the Democrats, and they're dumping money into your pocket. I think that's what's happening. Man, so all right. So now you're down there. It's really crazy. People are fighting. They're battling. And the cops come. Who do they start arresting? At the Tiki Torch rally, are they arresting Tiki Torch holders? Are they arresting Antifa? Or are they arresting everybody?
In terms of the torch march, what happened was basically that we walked down into the area in the vicinity of the statue, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa were already down there waiting for us. And what happened was, as we walked down there, as soon as we were in the vicinity, law enforcement ordered our torches to be put out. There was a brief amount of violence where there were a physical confrontation between the right-wingers and the Black Lives Matter and Antifa members that were there. And, you know, I mean, they were kind of just provoking us at that point, and we were literally face-to-face with them. So there was nothing to really prevent some level of physical confrontation from breaking out, which it did. And at that point, law enforcement didn't really arrest anyone from what I saw, but essentially just ordered us all to evacuate the area. And it was pretty chaotic. There was a point where I actually lost sight of my security team, and that was actually a pretty frightening moment because there were so many protesters out there. It was just insane, and it was, of course, at nighttime, so you couldn't see very well, and it was quite chaotic.
Right. So now it's complete mayhem, there's bedlam everywhere, fighting and violence. Now we fast forward to the next day. The rally starts in Charlottesville during the day, the next day. And now, when you arrive, what's the scene like when you first get there?
Well, when Vanessa and I first arrived there with our security team and everyone, it was about probably between 9 and 9:30 when we got there. And we actually had to walk through a crowd of protesters that had already gathered outside the vicinity of the park in order to get in. So we had to walk through this little designated area and into this little box, essentially, area of the park that they had essentially like blocked off, that they had designated for right-wingers to enter into. So we got into the designated area, and everything seemed relatively calm. Of course, there were protesters there, but it wasn't an overwhelming number yet. You know, it was still manageable. It was still tolerable. We saw lots of law enforcement there, and we also noticed that there were actually some personnel on a rooftop right in front of the park where there were about, two or three, and I'm not sure if they were law enforcement or National Guard. I haven't been able to confirm that, but they were up on the rooftop under a tent taking pictures of us. So we felt that something was suspicious from the moment we got there. Vanessa, if you want to add anything to that, I think that's pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, they pretty much made us walk a gauntlet of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and herded us like cattle into this little area.
Well, that's what I've been hearing later. Too. I've been hearing that the law enforcement, that's what they did in other places too. Yep, in Boston the other day, they were doing the same thing. I saw they were leading people through the crowd, and the crowd would surround them and attack them and hound them. When you guys were walking through, were they hounding and attacking? Were they throwing balloons with urine in it like they're synonymous with now?
Yeah, they have. But, well, luckily, we had a security team, but they did have balloons filled with urine, mace, and paint that they were throwing at people. We have a friend, Baked Alaska, that got hit really bad in the eyes, and they were concerned that he might have permanent blindness from it.
Go ahead.
Think about this. Think about if we're gonna rewind to this time last year, before the election. Obama's still the president, and we rolled up on a protest that was being held by Obama supporters, and we started throwing urine balloons at him. We would not hear the end of it. Where is the media? They're crickets. They are facilitating this. CNN,
absolutely.
MSNBC, folks like Rachel Maddow, you're the fault of this. When it hits the fan,
absolutely.
And it comes time to hold people accountable, you folks in the mainstream media, other than like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, you're all going to be held accountable one way or another. Your careers will certainly be over. It's what they don't get, right? I've seen how they train.
Yeah.
And I've seen how guys I know train. Our guys train like they are in Afghanistan ready to face the Taliban. They look like they're ready to go up against ISIS. I see the other side. All right, they do crazy stuff. They bring weapons with bats, with nails. We're going down there with our two hands. We'll still kick their ass. It's really getting bad. Folks, we are at war. Believe it. So now, here's some evidence and some proof that we are at war. The police now take people from Antifa and BLM and march them in on one side of the street. Then they take people from Unite the Right and the right-wingers, and they march them down the other side of the street. And then, after they get all the protesters on their side of the street, they vacate. Am I right?
Absolutely. And
they put two groups of people, large groups of people together, face to face on a road, and then they left. What does that tell you? What do you think they were trying to? They had a stand down order during the day, and you witnessed the stand down order completely. When they said stand down, were the cops gone, or were they just kind of standing around watching, laughing, and carrying on?
They're standing around watching. And they had to actually call in the mayor to ask if they could arrest somebody. So they had to get approval from the mayor to arrest anybody.
It was
this mayor,
absolutely atrocious.
So who's the mayor? What's his name again? I know who the governor is.
I know the governor also was basically supporting the opposition, but the vice mayor, Wes Bellamy, was also involved. And we know that because he's a member of Black Lives Matter. So we know that he was also involved in this. But the law enforcement, I think the most sickening thing about that was the fact that 20 minutes before they announced this as an alleged unlawful assembly, I actually saw conservatives from our side flying their flag and actually shaking the hands of law enforcement and saying that they appreciated them being there, because we had assumed that they were going to actually do their job to help maintain civility and a peaceful assembly. But what they did was actually instigate violence by forcing us out of the park through the only way that we could possibly get out, and that was directly through this mob of violent leftist agitators, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And several of our companions were actually injured in that confrontation. So it was truly terrifying to think that we went through that, and despite that, law enforcement did absolutely nothing to help us.
They did absolutely nothing to help. Now, folks, I don't know if you're aware, but if you're in Florida on September 9th, they're having a free speech rally, I would have to say, at Lake Eola Park. They had a statue down there that they're taking down, or they took down in Orlando. Folks, you can't erase history. Because once it's erased, once they take down the statues, this is how it goes. The statues come down, then they erase you from the textbooks. Then they erase you from the planet. This is proof, just looking back in history. So once they get rid of the statues and they erase you from the books, they kill the people. What do you think they need all them FEMA coffins for? to put us in it or to put them in it. FEMA camps. FEMA camps, folks, there's many of them. There's a 30-mile-long FEMA camp in Florida, 30 miles long, fully active right now, waiting. So maybe they knew this was coming. This has all been a setup, and the FEMA camps are for all of y'all mother effers. I almost said it, folks. I caught myself. Beep. I don't have a sense of little button. Beep. So I got to watch my tongue. Been a little angry lately, so the F-bombs come out freely. I try to, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to bring your children to the show, to watch this show, and to listen to this show. Because, ladies and gentlemen, 14 and 15-year-olds will be voting for the next president. And I'm going to say this every show until I don't do a show or until the election, whatever comes first. 18-year-olds will be voting in 2018. 17-year-olds will be voting in the next election. Some 16-year-olds are going to be voting in the next election in 2018. So get in the heads and the hearts and the minds of these kids now so that you can vote for the conservative candidates and keep America red. We got to stay in the red, folks. Got to stay in the red. All right, so now you're in this melee. Things are just crazy. And a gentleman's driving down the street. Now, all the videos I've seen, I didn't see any cops until the guy backed out, ran over a whole bunch more people, got down the block, and then there was two cops standing on a corner, not even paying attention to him as he pulled away, dragging car parts behind with him. Where were you in proximity to this car attack?
Well, we had actually been escorted out of the area by our security team, and we actually had a convoy on standby to evacuate us out of the area. So we weren't immediately present when that incident occurred, but from the footage I have seen, the mainstream media has definitely distorted this incident, as atrocious as it was. All of that violence that resulted from that physical confrontation was entirely unnecessary and superfluous. And from what I'm seeing, though, we've seen a good majority of violence break out prior to that incident, including the fact that leftists were seen attacking vehicles with baseball bats, including the vehicle that ran through that area. He also collided into another vehicle, which to me would indicate a frantic situation. And in fact, the entire situation was absolutely chaotic. But that's what I have seen from the footage thus far.
It's unbelievable. And there's varying reports. I don't know if you were able to confirm or not. I haven't been able to confirm. But that gentleman was one of their own that ran them over. Am I correct?
I've been reading that also. I can't confirm it, but I've been reading that as well.
Right.
Some say he's a registered Republican. Someone said he voted for Hillary Clinton. So we don't know who this guy is. We just know that he's been scapegoated, set up, and sent into a crowd of people, and I think they ambushed his ass. That's what I think. I think half of it was a setup. I think all of a sudden, you see these guys with the Nazi flags and hailing, you know, Sieg Heil and all that, raising their hand in a German salute. I believe that those guys were not any one of them was Nazis. I don't think any one of them were KKK. I think they were all paid actors that were sent in there, fire up Antifa. I believe that those guys were just some paid people. None of them, maybe one guy was KKK, maybe one guy was a Nazi, you know?
Yeah, I didn't personally see any Nazi flags there. I don't know if Vanessa saw any, but I personally did not see any while I was on the ground there, and I was paying close attention, and I didn't see any.
Yeah, there was not supposed to be any Nazi paraphernalia whatsoever, and I have seen a photo of an older gentleman holding one, and everybody is saying that that is probably either a Fed or a paid agitator.
Right, and you know that's what they do. They infiltrate. They get it on your side. Folks, we need to take a page out of the book of the left because they have infiltrated all of our groups all the way to the core, all the way up to the president. We are infiltrated in school boards. We are infiltrated in commissions. We are just infiltrated by leftists posing as Republicans or independents or libertarians so that they can get in and destroy the party or vote with the leftists. Whatever the case may be, these folks are infiltrating us in all corners and avenues, and we need to stand up to that. We need to do the same thing. I think we need to start sending in conservatives running as Democrats. Tell them, because they're not that bright. You can tell them anything, they'll vote for you. All you got to do is go up there and say, I love abortions, and I hate America, well, I'm going to burn the flag, and they'll vote for you. You know, and next thing you know, you're a Democrat, and you could, screw with them like they screw with us. Maybe we should join Antifa. I was thinking about joining Antifa just so I can get the $25 an hour. I'm going broke over here. $25 an hour. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you in the head like that, Mr. Antifa. You're my brother. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bash your brains out like an accident. I swear. You know? Oh, brain matter on the floor. I thought you were one of them. I'm sorry. You know? Ladies and gentlemen, here's my star right here. Say hi. There's Mason, ladies and gentlemen. This is my gifted boy. He is in the gifted school of math and science, doing good stuff.
Out challenger.
Yeah, baby. This is why we fight right here, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, for other family members and the ones that we love, like our moms and our lovers and our girlfriends and boyfriends and everybody else, we fight for each other because we have to. You know, we don't fight if we don't hand that torch of liberty to the guys like my son. Who's going to carry the torch? It's going to get extinguished. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going after the Statue of Liberty. They're going after Mount Rushmore, Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial. Guess what follows? Guess what was written and signed by a bunch of people with those names? The United States Constitution. What, are they going for that? I guarantee that's what they're going to go for. Just give me 1 second. I got to close the door. And I'm back. Torch of Liberty must be handed by us to the next generation. Apparently, my father and mother handed the torch to me, but many did not hand the torch to the next generation, and now we have 25-year-olds that are destroying the nation. Mason, you got to close the door, my son. So, how many hours were you guys down in the trenches, battling it out with Antifa? How many hours did you actually stay down there?
Like 3 hours?
How long was it?
Probably 3 or 4 hours, I would say, at the most. Because the chaos kind of just followed us wherever we went. Because after when we were evacuating, we had to get out of there somehow because we were facing an unlawful arrest if we didn't. We had to get out of there. And so, you know, we had to go through these mobs of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and then we had to run out of there. I had my helmet and respirator on because they were popping tear gas. Black Lives Matter and Antifa had steel pipes. They had baseball bats. They had bottles of urine and feces they were throwing at people. It was atrocious. They even had hairspray and lighters attempting to light people on fire. It was absolutely atrocious. And even after we had left the area, thanks to our security team, when we had been transported to another location and were traveling on foot to our vehicles, the helicopter in the vicinity was actually following our team when we were on foot traveling to the parking lot. And when we got to the parking lot, Black Lives Matter and Antifa were waiting on us there. And they had surrounded the entire parking lot. And I remember glancing to the left, to the other side of the parking lot, and the riot police were standing down there in formation and had blocked off the rest of the parking lot. So we were forced to run through these people, and we're all shouting for everyone to get in our vehicle so we can get out of there. And it was utterly terrifying. And I think the most atrocious thing about the whole incident is knowing that law enforcement literally watched this the entire time and did absolutely nothing to stop it.
They sent you guys into harm's way on purpose.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
So.
It was a trap.
Now, will you guys be thinking about filing any kind of lawsuits against Charlottesville, Virginia? If I was there for a peaceful protest that came with a permit and I got attacked like that, I'd be suing everybody. I'd sue the police, the county, the state. I would sue Santa Claus. I'd sue everybody. Are you guys filing any kind of suits against these turds?
I know that Jason Kessler is planning to sue the city as well as law enforcement
from what I understand, for this atrocity. And I'm 100% in support of that, because I agree with you. I mean, they should absolutely be sued for this. This was a violation of our constitutional rights and the destruction of our civil liberties. And it was utterly, utterly repulsive, and it should have never happened. There should never be a protest in this country and a peaceful assembly in which you have to threaten for your life, ever. It is utterly repulsive to me that we have reached that point where the left has become so antithetical to civil and political discourse that we actually have to take protective gear to defend ourselves. That is repulsive to me. So I absolutely am 100% in support of them suing the city for this.
I didn't even feel like we were in America. I felt like I was back in South Africa. It was, the police are standing by watching us while Black Lives Matter surround our car, and they don't allow us to back up. I mean, they pretty much trap us in, and the riot police are just standing there.
And then they wonder why
it was
people
horrifying.
They wonder why people are hitting the gas and plowing through these crowds, because they're in the way.
Yeah, people panic.
That's what I like about being here in the Sunshine State. I think if something like that happened and you ran over a bunch of people, you can claim stand my ground. I was trying to defend myself. They were trying to kill me. I feared for my life. That's my defense. That's what I would say. That's what I would stick to. Those scumbags got to stop doing this stuff. This is ridiculous what's happening in this country. Do you see how many cops got targeted this weekend? Yeah, now they're targeting police. Folks, I'll tell you this. An Antifa member is at home in their bed, and Freddie from down the block comes and kicks in their door and starts causing trouble. Are they going to call other Antifa members, or are they going to call 911? If I was in that neighborhood and they called me on 911, have fun. I'll be there in 2 or 3 hours. I'm busy. I'm having a donut. You know what I mean?
I'll call their mom from the basement.
Think about Baltimore. If you were a Baltimore police officer and they were coming after you like that and attacking you, and then all of a sudden you're down in that neighborhood, someone's calling for help. Now, mind you, people in those neighborhoods, there's good people in those neighborhoods. They were just dealt a bad hand, and they now live in the ghetto. They try to get up and go to work. They try to raise their kids and do what's right. There are law-abiding citizens. Not every person in the ghetto is a ghetto rat. Some people just had a bad deal, and that's where they happen to live. And they're trying to make ends meet. But they're going to call 911, and those people are going to suffer. They're not going to get the help they need if someone comes after them, because the cops are like, screw that neighborhood. I'm not going down there. You people are killing us. We ain't going there. Deal with it yourself. Call Antifa. Call BLM. They'll come help you. Maybe they'll come with their bats with nails in it and beat the crap out of the other guy. You know? It's unbelievable. So now you left, and you're watching everything on the news. And the news is saying one thing, and you were down on the ground, and you saw everything. How different was what you saw compared to what they were saying on the news?
It was entirely different. Go ahead, Vanessa, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they're just trying to depict it as a racist KKK rally, and that's not true whatsoever. These were patriots, and I think the most hurtful part is, you know, talking about the police that were on the police's side. We had thin blue line flags flying. And for them to stand down and, like, watch us go into the line of fire like that, knowing what's going to happen, was just incredibly hurtful.
Antifa absolutely walks down the road marching, Black Lives Matter. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now.
Exactly.
Then you got a crowd of
fry them like bacon. That's what they say.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon. Yeah. They're protecting these people. The people that are carrying the thin blue line flag that back the law enforcement are the ones they're sending into slaughter. It makes no sense.
Exactly.
They're backing the people that are saying pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. They're defending these people that want to kill them. It's crazy. I don't understand what's going on in this country. What happened to that oath to the Constitution that law enforcement officers take? They're abandoning it. To me, they should all be in prison. Every last one of them. They should be fired. It's ridiculous that these people take an oath to defend the Constitution and then defend the people that want to kill them. That's like me going, you know what? I know Kim Jong-un wants to drop a nuclear bomb on Alaska and California and kill millions of Americans, but I'm going to go hang out with that guy. He's pretty cool. You know? What is going on here? Folks, are your family members law enforcement? Ask them that question. What's going on? What happened to the oath? What happened to protecting all citizens? What happened to arresting criminals for attacking people with balloons full of piss? Feces, its own crap on people. The last time I got crapped all on me, I was at the monkey zoo. What are you, that's a monkey? Throwing poop? What the hell is going on here? Listen, folks, this is America, and everybody has a right to express themselves and be able to be heard and redress their grievances without being attacked. Our law enforcement is letting us down. They're letting us down. Now, they're good cops. Now, I was up here in Florida, or down here in Florida. I say down here, way down here in Florida. And over in Brooksville, Florida this week, on Monday, Antifa and BLM decided they wanted to go down there to the statue that we have there on the corner of 41 and Main Street and start some trouble. Well, guess what? The good sheriff, a constitutional sheriff, I mind you, barricaded that statue and put a heavy police presence in there and blockaded all the roads and cut it off so nobody could get in there. Sheriff Neenhouse of Brooksville of Hernando County, Florida, you are to be commended for your efforts in protecting the history of our Southern brothers. I'm a damn Yankee. I come from New York. The reason I say I'm a damn Yankee is because Yankees go home. I stayed. I live here now. 15 years, I'm a damn Yankee. And I'm proud of it. You know why? I lived in New York and I watched 9/11. I'm going to have a fantastic 9/11 tribute. We will have jailed sailor Christian Saucier on the line with us. One of his first interviews after he was railroaded by the Obama administration for 6 photographs on a submarine. His charge was mishandling classified information. Guess who got 150 counts of mishandling classified information, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only? Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she ran for president, never saw a day of jail. This guy had 6 counts and did a year. He's missed a whole year of his daughter's life coming on the show. 9/11 will commemorate our first responders, firemen, policemen, and all those who lost their lives on that tragic day. But one of the reasons I bailed out of that place, 6 months after 9/11, New Yorkers were New Yorkers. Self-centered, egotistical, out for their own asses, don't care a crap about nobody else attitude. And I had to get out. That's not me. America lives in the South, folks. If you want to scraps of America, you want to see America the way it's supposed to be, come down to the South and find a small town like Brooksville and you'll see it. You'll see patriotism and love of brother and sister. You'll see people coming together for the good of man. Up north and in liberal cities like Los Angeles, that's gone. People don't care. The government don't care. They just want money from you. And they're getting it. They want your rights. They want you to be a debt slave. Folks, we are all debt slaves thanks to the 14th Amendment. But that's a whole other show. One day we'll have Ken Scott come on the show. We'll talk about the birth certificates and the 14th Amendment and all the kinds of things that made us all slaves. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. The 14th Amendment enslaved every American, turned them into citizens of the United States, not Americans. And once you consider yourself a citizen of the United States, you are a citizen of 10 square miles called Washington, D.C., where they do not recognize the Constitution. The Constitution is null and void. I don't know if anybody's seen Adam Kokesh down there. He was at the Jefferson Memorial, and he decided after he seen someone get knocked down and arrested for dancing that he was going to go up and dance. And he went and danced, and they got arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And while he's getting arrested, he's screaming at the police officer, "Officer, you're violating my constitutional rights." And you could hear the cop plainly say, "This is D.C. There are no rights." So if you're in D.C. and you think the Constitution is going to protect you, guess what? It's not. And if you claim to be a citizen of the United States of America, the Constitution cannot protect you because it's null and void for residents of the United States Incorporated. Believe it. You want to be a national of your state. You can figure it out, do it. I don't know how to figure it out. I'm trying. I'll think about it. You become a sovereign citizen, all of a sudden you're some kind of kook, and they're going to come after you. They call me a tinfoil hat guy at work. Why? Because I believe in the Constitution, America, and freedom. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. White picket fences and long walks on the beach. Who don't like that stuff? Soon you're not going to be able to take a long walk on the beach because some dude with an Antifa bat is going to come up behind you and take you out because you're a honky walking on the beach. Guess what? Come up behind me, pal. I got something for you. I'm ready. If I'm not ready, I'll be ready quick enough. I got a quick temper. I'm ready to go. Why don't they come to towns where they know people are ready to go? They always go to these towns where they know that nobody's ready. Come to my town. We're ready. Sean Sampson's watching. What's up, Sean? So what's next for Avi and Vanessa? Didn't you know somebody who was up in Boston, by the way? What happened up there? How the hell was that? I watched on some of the live feed. It was sick.
Yeah, one of my really good friends actually served as a security detail up there, and that's actually the only people that they let into the small area, the rotunda that they were all gathering in that little tiny vicinity. There were only about 20 of them in total, as you know, and that was just the speakers and the security detail. And 30 to 40,000 Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters, which is absolutely inconceivable. It was utterly insane. And it was so severe that when they had to leave, my friends actually had to all be escorted out in police convoys and locked in the back of these vehicles in order to escort them out. It took them over an hour to get out of Boston into a safe area because there were so many protesters there. And they wanted to instigate violence. They wanted to instigate anything that they could to cause chaos. And it was utterly insane. I mean, they were out there with signs saying that they wanted dead police officers. And this kind of rhetoric is typical of the left. That is what they do. They go to these events to cause chaos and instigate division and physical violence and confrontations. And, you know, I was very concerned for my friend's safety because I'm thinking, my God, you have literally 20 people versus 40,000. That's not – you can't even conceive of that. That is utterly preposterous. So – I'm very glad that they were able to get out of there safely, but if it were not for them being able to take a police convoy out of there, they would have been trapped there, and that to me was utterly terrifying. I mean, I was terrified for them.
Well, think about this. When they bring 40,000 people and to a group of 20 and they start rioting amongst themselves and trashing stuff because there's nobody – that's what they do. If only 25 people show up to a rally – and they have nothing to do. They're just going to destroy the city. And hopefully America sees that. Hopefully America wakes up and goes, holy moly, I can't believe it. These people brought 40,000 and there was nothing to do, so they trashed the city. I saw where they destroyed the Holocaust Memorial there in Boston. Threw a brick through it. I don't know if you've ever been downtown Boston. It's beautiful. Especially after they finished all the construction. It's nice. I've been down there. I've been to Salem. I went all around up there. It's nice. It's where freedom was, the freedom rang. It's where the birthplace of America, pretty much. They threw the tea into the Boston Harbor, of which now they teach the kids that these guys were domestic terrorists that threw the tea into the harbor, which is ridiculous. But do you know that's where it's turning? Now, I know you've seen a lot of this police violence, and I don't know if you ever heard this song by a good friend of mine, Dave Bray. Do you know Dave Bray? He's a great musician and singer. He wrote a song for the police officers, and I'd also like to say, I was supposed to say a prayer tonight for some folks. I just want to pray for all my friends that are out there right now that are suffering some pain and suffering in their lives, including myself, and I want to pray for Antifa and BLM to snap out of it. In Jesus' name, amen. He wrote a song called Last Call. I don't know. I know you guys got to run. You got some homework and things to do for school. Folks, these are young students trying to make their way in life, and they got their head on straight. Hallelujah. This song is called Last Call. It is written through the eyes of an officer who's been shot and is bleeding out on the ground. This is in memory of the police officers that lost their lives and those who are being attacked and being targeted. If you want to stick around and hear this song, I'd be glad to. And then folks, you can tell folks how to contact you and get in touch with your media group. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend Dave Bray, his song Last Call. It's very deep. If you want to see the video and really understand what this song is about, head over to DaveBrayUSA.com. Dave Bray, last call. That's to commemorate officers that lost their lives in the line of duty. Avi, why don't you tell folks how they can link up with you and hear your stories and watch your videos? I got a show coming up here on the 28th. I want to talk about here before, but if folks want to contact you, how can they contact you?
They can find me on Twitter at the Bay South Bell and also on YouTube at the Bay Southern Bell. And also I have my videos on Facebook that they can find as well through my Facebook profile there.
Excellent. Vanessa, do you have any contact that people want to contact you and maybe watch videos or see reports by you? If not, that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. No. I'm on Twitter at BasedSAfrican.
Folks, reach out to these young ladies that are doing great stuff for the Patriot Movement. Young conservatives. It's important to get linked up with more young conservatives, ladies and gentlemen, and spread the message. Real fast, before we leave, I want to talk a little bit about a video I watched, and maybe we can touch on this. You can call in again Monday with my friend Ray. Avi, you put out a video about homosexuality and a homosexual culture, and it's a very interesting video, and I've been sharing it around a little bit because it's very smart. And I hope you will join us for that show and talk about your video with my friend Ray. He's going to be coming on. It's a very important topic because the stigma of the folks that have pride in the rainbow flag are being stereotyped and are being told that just because they are gay or LGBT that they have to follow Democrats.
Listen to the king here.
And that's a crazy stereotype. We need to break that stereotype because Ray is a young gay man, and I'm very proud to know him. He is one of my favorite people on the face of this earth. He works very hard. He's respectful. He's kind. He obeys the law. He does everything he's supposed to as an American citizen, and he loves America, and he's not a stereotypical person. We want to break these
right.
stereotypes, and join us for the show on Monday. We'll be at 6:30 p.m., though, that show, on the 28th.
All right. Sounds good.
Going to be a fun show. Folks, we got to start really branching out here. You know, we got to break the stigma that conservatives are a bunch of old white guys. Okay, we got young men and young women of all age brackets now that are waking up. Something's happening. There's a movement, and we got to let people understand that 20-year-olds, gay, straight, whatever, are out there and they're conservative-minded, and we got to bring these people in and let them know that we accept everybody because we're not racist, we're not bigots, we're not homophobes. We are Americans, and we love everybody. If you love me and you respect me, I love you and respect you back. I don't care if you have three heads and 100 tails. I don't care what you look like. You show me respect and you're kind, I will show you respect and be kind back. I don't care who you are. White, black, straight, gay, short, tall, I don't care. Japanese, Chinese, dirty knees, whatever the case may be, I don't give a hoot. Show me respect and dignity and you get the same. And that's how all people should be. Instead, people want to attack each other because they look different or they have a different lifestyle that you don't agree with. Folks, it's not that I condone certain lifestyles. I don't judge. I'm not the one who's going to judge people. So you live your life and be free and do what you like. Judgment's later. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury. I'm just your peer. I'm just your counterpart, associate, friend, pal, buddy, whatever you want to call me. I'm there. I don't care. I got you six, no matter what. America. You got to stick up for Americans. I don't care where you're from or what you look like. It don't matter. Respect goes a long way. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We got a great show Thursday. I have no idea what it is. Like I said in the beginning, I have a short memory. I left it in 1984. I can't remember. I think I had a nice lady named Karen Schoen coming in. We're going to talk about some things happening in the Florida education system, where the governor has put together a program where the parents can actually have input on what's in the textbooks. Because right now in Volusia County, three chapters and over 60 pages dedicated to Islam being taught in American history, Volusia County, Florida. It was one chapter, 36 pages. It's now up to three chapters, 60 pages being taught in school in Volusia County, Florida. folks, this is real. This is happening. This is right now as we speak. They're teaching our kids Islam. And in this same book, there is a page and a half scattered throughout the book of all other religions. So unless you're going to teach all religions equally, Mason, please, you're not going to teach all religions equally, don't teach religion at all. I don't think religion should be taught in school. I think religion should get your ass off the couch or whatever and go to church. Keep religion in the churches and amongst your friends and family. And you know, they always tell us, you shouldn't speak religion and politics with your friends and family. But you know what? For the last 50 years, if we were talking religion and politics with our friends and family, we wouldn't be in this mess because we would have held them accountable. But for 30 years, we sat there. Mason, stop. No, leave it, please. For 30 years, we trusted our elected officials to go into D.C. and into the state houses and do the job that we elected them to do, and all they did was legislate our freedoms away. So now here we are on this turning point in our country of violence and death and hatred of like I've never seen before. What's happening today makes the 60s look like romper room. Makes it look like damn Sesame Street, like Elmo's getting ready to come out with Snuffleupagus and Big Bird, with balloons and confetti. Folks, wake up. With that, I want to say goodnight. God bless America. If you have the opportunity, remove your hat and face the flag.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready? Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that
folks, make sure you tune in this Thursday starting at 7 for a conservative's perspective with James Bostic, followed by me at 8 o'clock in the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. And of course, Monday, I'm going to go to my calendar. I got something lined up for Monday. Monday the 28th, I got Ray, my good friend Ray, coming on. He's a young conservative, great American, standing on principle. And then on the, let's see what's the next date. And then on the 31st, I have calling in on the 31st to clarify and show exactly and tell exactly what and who the 3% are. I have 3% national people calling the show. We're going to discuss 3%ers, what they are, who they are, what they stand for, so that we can shine a light. Mason, please stop. We can shine a light and let the folks know that 3% are the good guys and that the media is painting them with a paintbrush of evil. These guys are not evil. These are good people. And I love the 3%. I am a descendant of the original 3% that fought for the revolution of our great country. It's me. Sons of the revolution. Hallelujah. God bless me. I guess that makes me a white nationalist too. And with that, folks, I want to say goodnight. God bless America. And tune in to Pastor Sylvester Bland, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. Tune in to Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang up in Ohio. Check him out on Live Truth Radio. And Keeper's Mind Pool, Gillis with Spread the Word. folks, there's a lot of shows like mine that are out there. You don't like me, think I'm ugly, think I got a face for radio, and you don't want to watch me, tune into these other guys. They're cool as hell, too, and they're doing the same thing I am, maybe a little different, but they're doing it. We're spreading the word of freedom, liberty, and the American way, standing up for the Constitution in any way we can. Until we meet again, folks, I want to say good night. God bless America, and God bless you. Avi, thanks so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Vanessa, thank you. And we'll talk soon. Good night. God bless America.